Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Mongo Slade podcast. I'm not sure what episode we're in right now. I think it's episode number 6 or 7 because I have one that I still have not posted yet. So I'm thinking that we're at episode number 6. And first off, I want to do something a little bit different today. I want to give you my Mongo Slade declaration, and that consists of me stating the following. You should be listening to the Mongo Slade podcast. Why? Because I have the most entertaining podcast around. It's the best podcast on any podcast website that has podcasts that you can choose from. I am the most wittiest, funniest, satirical. I have the best angles and perspectives of events, social consciousness as well. I am the most prolific podcaster ever. I am number one. And the reason I am stating all of this is because if you listen to my podcast and you enjoyed it or did not enjoy it, let me know. You can email me. You can go back to the original site at craniumcrap.blogspot.com. You can email me. You can leave comments. But if you do like it, I want you to tell your friends. If you're on any sort of discussion boards or you have an internet identity, or you spend a lot of time on certain websites and people know who you are, then let them know about me and have them tune in to the Cranium Crap podcast featuring Mongo Slade. And the benefit you get out of this is that you'll be on the cutting edge of new material, because I'm going to blow up and I won't have much time to be doing these podcasts anymore, but at least you'll be able to say to people that, hey, I remember when Mongo Slade was Mongo Slade before he was on MSNBC or CBS or whatever, or on Sirius satellite radio. So you'll be in the know and you'll say, hey man, I remember when that guy used to be Mongo Slade. Because I have to change my name when I go mainstream, because I believe that name might be owned by some movie studio somewhere, because you got to remember where I got that name from, okay? So like I said, I am number one. I am the best. I am the most prolific. There's nobody better than me. I am the best podcaster around. You can listen to no show that is more entertaining than mine, not funnier. It doesn't exist, okay? I have the most unique perspectives on current events and history. So listen to me. All the other podcasts that you listen to, delete them out your podcast catcher or whatever it's called, and listen to me, because I am the best. And you can get all your views, news, and everything from me. Okay, the next thing I'm going to talk about is my job. I had a shitty ass day today. It started off shitty around 7 o'clock and it got shittier. It's one of those kind of days when I think back to an expression I like to use. It's called eating shit. Eating shit is an expression or a term that I like to coin when you have to take something in and enjoy it and not say shit back. So in other words, when you eat your shit, you better fucking smile while you're eating the goddamn shit. But you know, the motherfucker that's making you eat that shit, their whole view is, hey, listen, you're eating shit. It's not the best thing, but at least you have some shit to eat. Because some motherfuckers don't have shit, but at least you got some shit. So eat the shit and shut the fuck up and enjoy it. Okay? So, like I said, I'm not always Mongo Slade. I have a day job, and I had a shitty ass day. And it's the age-old adage about being employed while black. And the problem with that is sometimes you can ask anybody who's black, especially somebody who's in a position of some sort of authority, that it's not easy. And I think the thing is, people always say when you're black, you always have to prove yourself constantly. And I think it's just more than just proving yourself, because a lot of black people have already proved themselves with their abilities. I think, too, is the belief in what you do. Like, people will always question you or not believe what you do on a daily basis. So it's beyond proving yourself. It's basically having to show people and make them believe in you and your abilities. And not just that, and things you say. And even small trivial things that that might come up in a day, in a work day. You know, somebody might tell you, like, I need you to do this, that, and the other, or did you do this, or can you take care of this? And I'm not sure, but just from being around different people, it seems like black employees are always checked upon after they're asked to do a specific task. In other words, that person more than likely didn't believe that you did what you said you were going to do, or didn't believe that you performed the duty that they asked you to do. And it goes across all the boards. And I'm going to relate this to a prior podcast. And this is why I keep telling you people, you need to be listening to me, because I link my shit together to prove an overall point to make you motherfuckers go home or go back to wherever you came from with a brighter view of the world from me. Okay? So we'll get back into that gambling thing with Donaghue, whatever his name is. But I can remember a year or two or so ago that the NBA players were constantly complaining about the ref calls. It was in the news on the sports section like every night for at least a week or so at a time. Like these calls aren't right. They're calling bad calls. And you know what the NBA administration action was to that? Shut the fuck up. That's what. We don't believe you. And a matter of fact, who are you to question the referees? You're not in your place. Hey, what am I doing again? Prior podcast. Listen to that one so you understand what it means to be not in your place. So I think some of these players even got fined for bringing up something. Now it's true to light. It's true to light now that this guy is now going to pinpoint 20 other or so referees that were in on this gambling scheme with him. So it suffice to say, they were making bad calls. So these players were right. And you got to think, these guys been playing basketball for most of their life. So they should know a bad call. So why would you not believe that the call is bad? Especially if you can see the videotape and look at the call and say, you know what, that's a bad call. But maybe I could be wrong. Maybe that's what sparked this investigation. But you know what? I don't really think so. It was blown off like, listen, we don't believe you. And as a matter of fact, you should be happy eating shit. You should be happy you're playing basketball at a professional level. The basketball, the professional level, is the shit. They're going to take that shit, shove it in your face, and make you eat the shit. So in other words, you eat this shit and enjoy it, because this is the best as it gets. Because a lot of people out here will kill to be in your place. So eat this shit, munch up, smile, and enjoy this shit. Because a lot of other motherfuckers don't have this type of shit to eat. Okay? And let us worry about the refs. So that's what I'm talking about when I say belief in the workplace. It goes from what Mongo Slade does up to NBA basketball players. And it's funny now that it comes to light that these guys are right. Now, in my case, though, I'm never right at work, but I try to say I'm right. I'm to the point now I really don't even care no more. I'm tired of trying to prove a point or prove the belief in me. It just doesn't work. I can even take this one step further. In the what movie was that? The last what's that movie? Die Hard movie with Bruce Willis, and you know, he's running, and they have to go find the hacker guy, and it was you know, the fat guy from The Wire, the comedian. I can't think of his name right now, but he was the real smart hacker guy, and the girl took, or the guy, I forgot now, I don't remember, but all I remember, somehow or another, Bruce hooked up with Anderson. His name is Anderson, last name Anderson. So they hooked up with this guy, and he was the hacker, you know, black guy. And you see that a lot in movies nowadays where they make the black guy the smart guy or the geeky guy or the guy who knows how to do something technical. You know, back in the 80s and 70s, the black guy was usually like the tough guy, like on the A team, like B.A., what was his name? B.A. Baracus, bad attitude Baracus. Shut up, fool. I pity the fool. I'm B.A. I ain't getting on no plane, Hannibal. I ain't getting on no plane, Hannibal. You better shut up, face man. You better shut up, face man. So, it was, you know, that was a common thing back in those days. But times have evolved, and writers write these characters in different lights now. So maybe it's white guilt. But in real life, if this was real life, well, this movie was ridiculous to begin with. But in real life, when Bruce Willis has seen Anthony Anderson, he'd have pulled, damn, did he go with a girl over there or a guy? I can't remember. But he'd have pulled that person aside and said, hey, you know what? You know, can he do the job? Can he do what we need to do? Is he good at this hacking thing? You sure this is the right guy? I understand you never seen these people in person. You'll talk on the internet, but you sure there's not another guy with the same name? That's what happens when somebody black shows up that they expect to be white in real life. But this guy just took it in stride, like, okay, come on, let's go save the world. You know? But in real life, it wouldn't have happened like that. But then again, that was an outrageous movie. Let me think. What did that dude do in that movie? Oh, he walked on a plane. He walked on a jet plane on the wing. I've never seen no shit like that before. The motherfucker actually was on a jet plane wing, you know, balancing and whatnot. You know, I think these Hollywood writers just kind of come up with like the most outrageous thing they could think of to put in a movie, and it might not even have any direct correlation to the plot, but somehow or another, just for the tentpole effect. That's a Hollywood term. Look that up if you don't understand that one. But the tentpole effect, have some outrageous scenes. People be like, ooh, ah. But Bruce Willis did walk on a goddamn fighter jet, you know. And that was just outrageous. I'm thinking like they were sitting in a room somewhere. Like, hey, I got an idea. Why don't we have him go back in time and kill a dinosaur? I mean, that's too outrageous. So the next guy goes, no, I got one even better than that. Why don't we have him somehow or another get on top of a fighter jet and actually walk on it? And the room probably went silent like, yeah! Okay, so the hell was I talking about? Oh, I was talking about belief, and that's what I was talking about, correlating that to that dude's name. Bruce Willis and whatnot, when he seen Anthony Anderson, he just took it in stride. So I know this was an outrageous movie. So, but you guys, you've seen that before. If you've experienced that before, especially if you're in a technical job or a job that's quote unquote, at a level that's, you know, beyond that, you know, it takes some sort of expertise to fulfill the job. You walk into the room, it's like, your name is, I don't know, let's give you a name. Your name is, Hank. Yeah, Hank, you know, I've been telling everybody about you, they know all about you, and they love what you can do. You can bring a lot to the table with the company, so we're going to meet so-and-so at this meeting, we're going to sit down and talk, and this, that, and the other. So you know when you walk in that room, your boy probably left out one very important detail before they saw your black ass. They're looking at you like, well, damn, Joe, you didn't tell us he was black, you know. But I've experienced that before, and it's an uneasy feeling. That's when you gotta kind of put on your I hate to use this fucking term, but it's almost your jig effect. You know, you gotta make those folks feel comfortable with you. You can't sit down in your chair and slouch all back and lean back and open your legs up all wide and stick your hand between your pants and pull on your dick. Okay, that ain't gonna get it. You gotta make them feel comfortable with you, you know. So that's just part of being black, and small things that we go through every day just to get through this world, you know. And I'm not even sure if I'm being fair right now. Kind of, you know, still in a pissy mood. I got a headache. I haven't had a drink in 3 days. I'm trying to cut down on my drinking, and I really wanted a drink really bad today. As a matter of fact, I think my next podcast, I'm going to talk about drinking, alcoholism, and all that. So, I don't know. Do we learn anything in today's podcast? How many minutes have I been talking? It's 15 minutes right now. So, let's kind of recap. I stated my declaration of Mongo Slave and how I am great and I am the greatest and I am the best podcaster, and it's best for you to listen to me now and tell all your friends, because you will be able to see my ascension. Is that a word? Ascension? I know there's a word called descension, so I figure it has to be ascension, like depreciation, and it's appreciation. So I'm gathering the word ascension is a real word, and I can't even think how the hell I knew the word ascension, but it sounds good. I should have just kept on talking, slid that in there. That'd have been that whole black thing. Y'all have been like, damn, how'd that brother know that word ascension? Okay, but I had to point that out to you. So, the hell was I talking about? Oh, my declaration, my rise to the top, me on CNBC or CBS or Sirius or XM. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there quickly. I'm not sure how, but people want to hear what I have to say, because I say some real shit, some poignant shit. Is that how you pronounce that? Poignant? I got to look that up. But I say some real shit, and my perspectives are very unique, and I come from a different angle, different view all the way around. Okay? The next thing we learned about is the belief, the being able to prove yourself in the workplace. Being black, everybody has experienced this, no matter what level you're on, even if you're, you know, cooking fries up to being an actuary scientist, okay? If you're black, you've been there, and if you haven't experienced this, you're just too stupid to know that you have experienced it, and your eyes are shut. You got blinders on, so take them off, all right? And that's pretty much what I talked about. I talked about the basketball players, this guy Donaghy again. I didn't want to get off into that too much, but these guys were right, and the league told them, shut the fuck up and play basketball. Just like in that movie, Higher Learning. Higher Learning. At the end of the movie, Tyra tells Omar Epps, run, nigga, run. So, that's not a bad lesson to learn nowadays. You know, I guess when I went to work today and getting all pissed off and being all upset over, you know, in a way, it's not trivial. It wasn't trivial, but because it's things that are being said and done that aren't true or innuendos or actions being conducted that you know wouldn't have happened to somebody that wasn't black, and it had been blown over as a non-issue to a person that is white. And I know that. So don't say I'm racist or I'm a bigot or I'm crying, spill milk. I've seen this stuff before, okay? And I know it, all right? I know the difference. I know the perspective. So like your boy, what's that dude's name? That motherfucker's name. Tom Brady. That motherfucker and shit. I can't even begin to even, let me get this shit on MSN. I'm going to read this shit to you. All right, here we go. What's this lady's name? Bridget Moynihan, however you pronounce that, gives birth to Tom Brady's son. Actress gave birth to the baby in Los Angeles on Wednesday. Moynihan publicist Christina Papadopoulos, whatever, said in a statement, blah, 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 split up last year after a three-year relationship. Brady, who had been dating supermodel Gisele Bündchen, wasn't on the field on the sidelines for the first 15 minutes, blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 Moynihan, 6 degrees, blah, 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 Sex in the City, some of our fears. See, the problem I have with this story is that they're not married, okay? And it's painted in a positive light. So, it's a game I should make up called, What If He Were Black? Now, if he were black, that would have been a whole nother perspective to that article, okay? It wouldn't have been so positive and so light and so touchy-feely and flowery. It'd have been like, you know, so-and-so football star, brute. Like I said, you got to listen to these podcasts and understand what I'm talking about. Brute, you know, gives birth, gives unmarried, gives birth to so-and-so. but used to date so and so. And next thing you know, it'd be an exclusive on E or somewhere. Whenever somebody black does something, there's always an exclusive somewhere coming up within a day or two. So the picture wouldn't have been painted so lovey-dovey and whatnot. They'd question like, well, why'd you have a baby by this girl if you've been dating this girl? And, you know, you're not married. And it'd just painted an awful portrayal of a brother. It made it seem like he just swinging from tree to tree, just fucking bitches, getting them pregnant. Excuse my French. So, I don't know. It's just wrong. And maybe I'm just pissed off and I got a headache right now. So, I think that will conclude this podcast for now. I'm going to try to do these more frequently so you can hear me more often, because I know you want to hear me. So like I said, I'm signing out. Tell your friends about me. So don't miss out. Out, Mongo Slade.